What I wanted to talk today about is truth. A famous person once said, "What is truth?" Does anybody know who that was? Anybody know? No? You want to put the scriptures up? A little bigger so I can read it. What? Oh, boy. Pilate therefore said to him, meaning Jesus, "Are you a king then?" Jesus answered, "You say rightly that I am a king. For this cause I was born, and for this cause I have come into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice." Pilate said to him, "What is truth?" So that famous person was Pontius Pilate, who said to Jesus, "What is truth?" To him, truth didn't matter that much. Truth didn't conquer the world back then. The Roman army did. So to him, that was what was important. Truth didn't matter. Truth was whatever the Romans said it was. That's all that mattered to him. He didn't care that Jesus came into the world to bear witness to the truth. But truth used to be important to a lot of people. It used to be important in this country and throughout the world. I think we can all, well, we're all pretty much old enough to remember the days when, you know, a person's word was all that was needed, and a handshake, something like that. We were expected to be honest with one another. But things have changed. Now, truth is no longer truth. There are a lot of people out there with this belief that you have your truth, I have my truth, and they're both valid. So whatever you believe is fine, is right, and true, and whatever I believe is also. They deny that there is absolute truth. But you and I know better. We know that there is such a thing as absolute truth. But Satan, unfortunately, has deceived the world. And everything gets turned upside down and twisted. And it's quite understandable because he's the father of lies. From the very first, when he spoke to Eve in the Garden of Eden and said, "Did God really say, don't eat of this tree? Look, it looks beautiful and delicious and everything. It's the tree of the knowledge of good and evil." He said, "The reason that God doesn't want you to eat of it is because he doesn't want you to be like him, to know good and evil. He wants to kind of keep you where you are, you know." So he lied to Eve right from the very beginning. That's kind of funny in a sense that he told Eve, "God doesn't want you to be like him," when in reality, he does indeed. Aren't we all being conformed to the image of Jesus? To be made more and more like him? God wants us to be like him. But Satan is a liar. Truth is no longer truth in this world because everybody has been deceived. There's lies all over the place. Everywhere you turn, we're being lied to. People lie to each other. Why? To gain advantage. Primarily to part you from your money. But that's a big reason why people lie to each other. Even family members, because they want to take advantage. I had a call about 2 weeks ago. I had a phone call. I didn't know who it was from. I didn't quite recognize the number, but it seemed to be local, so I answered it. And he says, "Hi, Grandpa, this is your grandson." "Who?" Who are you? I'm your grandson. Well, who are you? You know. Well, who do you think I am? I said, I don't know. You tell me. He says, it's Michael. I says, I don't have a grandson named Michael. Bye. I had heard about that scam to begin with. Somebody calls up and they want to try and convince you that they're a relative and they're in trouble and they need money and everything. So he was trying to get me to say a name so he could say, yeah, that's right, you guessed right. Well, I got news for him. I don't have any grandsons. I only have granddaughters. So I knew right off the bat he was trying to scam me. But it's so common, you know, lies. We lie to each other. And it's not only persons, but we got businesses that lie to us because they want us to buy their products. They tell us how great it is, you know. Oh, this is new and improved. Maybe the only thing they changed was the label that it says new and improved, you know. New and improved, it's a smaller size, so you're going to pay more. Now, not everybody is dishonest, so don't get me wrong, okay. There are honest business people out there, but there are businesses that stretch the truth, embellish, all to deceive you in some way into thinking that their product is so great compared to somebody else's, or the way they do business is better. And it's all to manipulate you to get you to do something. You know, that's lies. And we also have the government lying to us. Almost all the time. I remember a time when people trusted what the government said. Not anymore. They've been caught in too many lies. Politicians, now not everyone, okay, but too many, tell you what you want to hear so they can get elected. Promise you things. And once elected, I'll do this, I'll fight for you. And they get elected and they fight for themselves. It's unfortunate. Then they'll continue to lie because they want to stay in power or they want more power. Lies, lies, lies. Personally, I'm sick of it. No matter where I turn, you know, in the world, there's lies. We're bombarded all the time with lies. All the more reason why the truth is important to us. We need to know the truth. We need to understand the truth so we can better run our lives. Our lives and the decisions we make need to be based on truth. Not some deception, not some lie or half-truth or whatever. We need to know what the truth is. Well, how can we know the truth? How can we know what the truth is? Well, first off, all of you here have definitely taken the first step to know what the truth is because you're all believers in Jesus, okay? But I need to back up just a touch. Next. This is what God feels about lies, okay? This is from Revelation 21, next to the last chapter. He who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son or daughter. But the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Notice all of these things here. unbelieving, cowardly, abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars. Liars are lumped in with all of those terrible, ungodly things. That's what God thinks of liars. Now, that doesn't mean that if you ever have told a lie, or you do, you know, that lumps you in that category. It's those who, by nature, or continue lying all the time. It's their way of life. Those are the ones who are going to suffer. Why does God look upon liars that way and compare them to sorcerers and murderers and whatever? Because lies kill, for one thing. Go back to the Garden of Eden. What happened? God said, if you eat of this tree, you shall surely die. Satan lied. He caused the death of humanity. Adam and Eve would have lived forever, but he caused their death. And then consequently, all of ours too. We were all condemned to death. Want to give me the next one? But like I said, we have all taken the step, the first step in knowing the truth. Thomas, you know, doubting Thomas, said to him, meaning Jesus, Lord, we do not know where you are going. This was before his crucifixion. And how can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus is the truth. And we need to realize that, recognize that, and live by that fact, that he is the truth. He is the embodiment of everything that is true and right and good and godly. He is the truth. If you know him, you have access to the truth. And we all know him. So that's good. But there's more. Next. And this is a little bit later on in John. Jesus said, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. So each of you has received the Spirit of truth living within you. The Spirit of truth. And what is the purpose? One of the purposes of the Spirit of truth. To lead you and guide you into all truth. To help you to know what is the truth in any given situation. He is the Spirit of truth living within you. It is up to us to utilize what he offers us. Instead of looking to knowledge or other people or books or newspapers or the TV or whatever to find out what the truth is, we need to look to the Spirit within us who will guide us into all truth. But if we don't pay attention to him, we'll never know what the truth really is. He is the only one that knows the truth, because he sees everything and knows everything. He's the only one that knows the truth. And I think there's another one. Oh, yeah. It says, the entirety of your word is truth. This is from Psalm 119. The entirety of your word is truth, and every one of your righteous judgments endures forever. The entirety of your word is truth. Everything that is the word of God is truth. Everything. So everything that's in the Bible is true. Everything that he speaks to you by his Spirit is true. The more we know his word, the more we listen to him and hear what the Spirit says to us, the more truth we know. And the less chance there is that we will be deceived in any way. Because I tell you, it's only going to get worse. I don't know when the day is coming, but I know that we're getting closer, whether it's in our lifetime or not. But regardless, we see a pattern. These last number of years, things are getting worse and worse and worse. There's less truth and more deception in the world. There's more violence in the world, more lawlessness. All the things that Jesus predicted would come leading up to the end. Now, he didn't give a timetable. He didn't say, well, when when like we're in the midst of some of this stuff going on, it doesn't mean that it's imminent. It could stretch out for years yet, because he never told us. All he said was, be prepared. When you see these things begin to happen, be prepared. So whether it's in our lifetime or not, I don't know. But it doesn't matter. I don't think any one of us wants to be deceived in any way. I know I don't want to be. And it's not just because money might be involved. Our lives could be at stake if we somehow get deceived and get pulled away from God. That's why it is so important to spend time with him. That's why it is so important to say, Lord, help me, by your Spirit, speak to me. That your Spirit may lead me into truth. Otherwise, we run the risk of being deceived. And it's important that we continue to speak to one another and help each other and pray for one another so that none of us get deceived in any way. God's Word is the only source of truth. God's Word, whether it's contained in the Bible or whether he speaks to us through his Spirit, because he does speak to people. Sometimes he speaks because we're reading the Word and suddenly something comes alive. There are times when maybe we're not even reading the Bible. We could be doing some mundane task and all of a sudden a light bulb goes on. The Lord has said something to us and we realize something. Maybe it's a word of wisdom. Maybe it's for some guidance. Or maybe it's just, a revelation or discernment. And boy, do we need discernment these days to know what's right and what's wrong. Because Satan is such a liar that he will speak half-truths. And sometimes what seems right to us is laced with enough falsehood that if we take the bait, it starts drawing us away from God. We need discernment to know whether something that is being said to us is true or not. And God is the source of truth. His word is true. So it behooves us to know what's in the Bible, but it also behooves us to be open to the Spirit speaking to us. To have our senses trained to recognize his voice. So, lies are going to come, whether we like it or not. And the question is, how are we going to respond? What are we going to do to protect ourselves? To guard our souls and the souls of others from lies. And I pray that each and every one of you would spend that time with God to cultivate that relationship even deeper. I know I've said it so many times, and maybe it gets a little boring after a while. but it is so very, very crucial and important that we have that relationship, and the deeper the better. Because it, like I said, it's only going to get worse. And the lies will be so subtle. We need to know the truth. And that's the only way. Knowing what His Word says and being open to the Spirit. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, may You guide our hearts and our thoughts and our minds so that they are always directed towards You, that we are always seeking Your presence and Your will in our lives. No matter where we turn, Lord, that in the world is going to be lies and deceptions. And Satan would love nothing better than to draw us away from You. We can't let that happen. We need to spend time with You, Lord. Be open to Your Spirit. Help us in that, Lord. Help us to recognize Your voice, that still small voice that speaks so softly, but yet gives us such peace in our hearts. Help us, Lord, to know what is right and what is wrong. We look to You, Lord. We look to Your Word, whether it's written or spoken. And thank You, Lord, that You have made provision for us, that we would not be easily led astray. May You guard us, Lord. Protect us. Help us. For our hearts do belong to You, Lord. We do love You and look forward to the day to spend eternity with You. Again, thank You. In Jesus' name. Amen.